So I wonder, I hope you didn't come to the service today thinking that the talk was going to be to do with the internet, because I know the talk is called Web Design, and that was me trying to be clever. So if you've come expecting me to actually talk about actual web design, then I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. But hopefully I will give you something else to think about. As I've said, we're going to be talking about spiders. And the reason for that is that I've been spending a lot of time in the garden recently. As you will know, I've done a few sermons because I think God speaks to me a lot through nature and things that I observe in nature. I was actually away for a few days this week, and I came back yesterday and I harvested 95 cherry tomatoes from my rogue tomato plant. 95! But you'll be pleased to hear I'm not going to do another sermon on my tomato plant. But whilst I've been tending to the tomatoes in the garden, and if that doesn't mean anything, you'll need to listen back to the last few sermons, I noticed lots of spiders around. Have you noticed this year there seem to be a lot of spiders around? I don't know if it's a combination of the kind of the dry air and the heat, but it got me thinking about what we can learn from them. Is there stuff we can learn? Because they seem to be everywhere. What springs to mind when I mention spiders? What springs to mind? What sort of pops into your head? Ellie?
Scary.
Scary. Yeah, a lot of people are scared of spiders, but why is that? Is it because they've got so many legs? Eyes, because they've got eyes. Say again? Eight eyes. They've got eight eyes. Oh, interesting. Okay, so they've got lots of legs. Toby, what else? Say again? They've got eight legs, yeah. Although I always think that's good. It's a lot of legs to have to think about. But yeah, they have got eight legs, and some people find that a bit strange, because there aren't many animals that have eight legs. What's an eight-legged thing called? Does anyone know? Can we remember from school? Arachnids, yeah, an arachnid. And the fear of spiders is called arachnophobia, correct. But like I said, I'm just going to talk about them. I haven't brought any with me. So my immediate feeling of seeing them in the garden was of annoyance, because they kept building webs across whole chunks of the garden. And I was just annoyed. And then I thought, hang on a minute, these webs are incredible. They've spent a lot of time doing this, and I felt bad just sort of walking between them. So I found myself dodging the webs so that I wouldn't upset the spiders. Now, I don't know if you've ever looked really closely at a spider's web, but it is a work of genius. It's a work of precision, a work of symmetry, a work of endeavour. And if you have a look on YouTube, there's some fantastic time-lapse videos where you can watch a spider actually weaving its web. On average, it takes between half an hour and 60 minutes for an actual spider to build an actual web. And these spiders, it's really clever. They weave their webs, but the skills to do that are interwoven into their genes. So you know how normally people or animals, they learn things from being taught by the people around them, the animals around them. But these spiders are born with that inherent knowledge. They know how to do it. And once the web is woven, they add the sticky bits to then wait for their prey. And that's when they catch their breakfast, their lunch, or their dinner in the sticky web. And if you've seen a spider's web, you would have seen a fly getting stuck in that web. I know what you're thinking. What on earth has this got to do with us? I think it's got a lot to do with us. And I think there's a lot of metaphors, there's a lot of ways in which God uses nature to talk to us. I see a lot of things in nature, things that I observe, things that grow. And it's the same with spiders. They are intelligent creatures created by God, like all creatures. and what can we learn from them? Let's have a look back to the reading that Elijah kindly brought us. If we have a quick look at Proverbs 30, it's on page 667 of the Pew Bible. Now, you may know there are lots of different versions of the Bible. There's lots of different translations from different time periods, different settings. We here at St. John's use the New International Version and sometimes the Good News Version, but there are many others. And the wording may differ, but the underlying principles are the same. And the reason I settled on this reading was because in some versions, verse 28, where here it says a lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in king's palaces. In other translations, that verse is it's a spider rather than a lizard. A spider can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in king's palaces. You think about that for a moment. It's a really simple illustration regarding hope. Spiders are so tiny they can be caught in the hand, but they are also found in the corner of king's palaces. The spider is tiny, but it's also skillful and wise. Maybe there's that sense of hope if we think about that. Like we said already, lots of people fear spiders. If I find one, I'm not scared of them. I quite like them. I probably try to cover it with a glass, slide a piece of card under it, then release it outside. But I know a lot of people who might run out screaming, or worse. But these are God's creatures. Some translations say that the spider skillfully grasps with its hands. I'm not sure that spiders have hands, but they create perfectly symmetrical works of art in our homes and gardens. And part of the reason that we did the game, making the webs, was to prove how difficult it is to create a web. And beautiful as our webs were, I'm not sure they were perfectly symmetrical. It's tricky to do that. So this has all been very positive so far, thinking about intelligent creatures creating intricate web designs, working tirelessly using that inherent code in there that's pre-programmed to understand how to do it. But what's the flip side? Let's go to the second reading that Grace kindly brought to us. So here we do have a mention of the spider. It's Job 8, and we read from 8 to 19. It says, "What they trust on is fragile. What they rely on is a spider's web. They lean on the web, but it gives way. They cling to it, but it does not hold." And this is talking about the person who forgets God is trusting in something very flimsy as a spider's web. And we know how easily we can walk through these webs when we see them. Here we read of the fragility of it. The spider's web, whilst miraculous and beautiful, can be destroyed in a split second. And when I started realising how many spiders there were around, I started thinking, oh goodness, how many must I have accidentally destroyed without even realising? There's another reference to spiders in Isaiah 59:5, where the prophet talks of people who, when they've separated themselves from God, get caught up in negative things. The wording in some versions is, they hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Now, we talk sometimes about being drawn in to negativity. Sometimes we call it a web of negativity, and sometimes we can get trapped in things. Despite our best efforts to not get stuck, sometimes we can get drawn into things, drawn into negative ways of thinking, negative practices, negative people, negative habits. Sometimes it can be difficult to free ourselves from negative things. We might feel like we are trapped in a spider's web. Sometimes we are like those flies. We get stuck to something, and it's very, very hard for us to break away. Are there any webs which you are stuck in? If you are, it might feel like you can't break free from them, whether it's a negative thinking habit, an addiction, a situation, whatever it is, God is with us, understanding us and hurting with us. God can free us from these negative things, and he will if we bring them to him. So to return to where we started, spiders, brilliant metaphors for so many things. Resilience, patience, intricacy of design, symmetry, but also danger, negative webs of activity. So my question to you is this: what is your web design? Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.